You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning. News Talk
WANI. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Tana Garst joins me as we are talking ruse roots and everything that goes along with it. Good morning.
Good morning.
As her husband, she made him work for a living. I'm just kidding. He's got some family. He's got some family obligations that he's got to get to, and I think that's awesome. You guys have visited with us last year, and right around this time, as that was the inaugural last year, wasn't?
Yes.
Is it Rolls for Rue? Is that right?
Rolls for Ruthie.
Yes. And so, and those of you who don't know this story, and if you would tell the story and how this all came about.
Awesome. Yeah. So about 12 years ago, while I was at Auburn, I felt like the Lord kind of put the idea of an adaptive gym on my heart. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a decade, I was married. I'd had two kids, and then we were having our third baby, Ruthie. We had her. Everything was great. And then at about 6 weeks old, she got sick and ended up passing away. Mm-hmm. While we were navigating grief within that first year, we went to a really great marriage retreat called Marriage in Focus with Chris and Carla Hines. Mm-hmm. And there we had to kind of pull away and spend some alone time praying together. And my husband looked at me and said, I think that there's something bigger we're supposed to be doing. And that's when I revealed to him that I'd had a plan to do this adaptive gym. I just was waiting on him and the Lord to tell him that it was time. And so we committed that day that we were going to jump in. And when I say it was like, I don't know, God's just made it idiot proof. Every single day it gets bigger. Every single day someone gets put in our life who helps us build a program or brings in a group or, you know, helps us raise funds to put on our program. It's just been wild. So we're so lucky.
It's a very cool thing. It's kind of odd that when you told me that last year, I was sitting there going, so here she is in college and she's going about this idea of doing this. And then did you meet him in college? Did you meet Dallas in college? Or
yes.
Did y'all? And so, see, he didn't know this entire time.
No.
Until all this took place.
Mm-mm. So we had been married for about 7 years, and I prayed like every day that, hey, God, when we're supposed to do this, you let him know. And that was one cool thing in way that I could remain faithful to the Lord and just not push my timing on it. And little did we know, we had a lot of pain in store to prepare us to build this, but you know, after losing a child, you're not really scared to do things anymore because the worst has happened. Mm-hmm. And so we are just trying to stay distracted every day by doing good things. And one day we'll wake up and we'll be with her again. Mm-hmm. So that's our biggest goal with Rouge Roots and a lot of things we're doing in our life is just staying distracted and trying to build a legacy for her.
Well, I think you've done a good job of that. If there's anything that has come out of this, regardless of the money raised and all that, I think, number one, it brings awareness. Number two, I think at this point, Ruthie would be pretty proud of the two of you as well.
Which is
pretty awesome. Well, how did last year's, the inaugural event, how did it go? Walk us through the good, bad, and indifferent of everything that took place.
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy. Clearly, that was my first event I'd ever planned. So I was having meltdowns every single day. But when we woke up the morning after, I was like, I cannot believe it went that well. We had over 200 people walk through the doors. We had a ton of matches. We raised over $30,000 to put straight toward our facility that we were renovating. So the reason we were even doing the fundraiser in the first place was to help us build out a facility so that we could start serving people in our own space. And we were able to do that. Our fundraiser was in July, and we were running programming in our new space by November. So
that is fantastic.
Yes.
Those of you who don't know is, and when she talks about the space, I mean, that's for the adaptive sports. And you've heard when Anthony Turling has come on for Turling Tuesday, he's brought in, whether it be wheelchair basketball, wheelchair handball that's come in. And that's when we discuss adaptive sports. But that doesn't mean wheelchair bound. That means all sort of adaptive. So walk us through kind of the adaptive sports and how you guys work with them. Because this is your baby.
Yes.
This is, as much as we'd love to give Dallas a little bit of credit, he jumped on board because you told him, well, the Lord told him that he needed to jump on board. But this is your baby. So walk us through the adaptive part of what all takes place.
Yes, I tell everyone I am the crazy lady with the ideas that shouldn't work, and Dallas is the one that steps in and makes them happen.
Right.
So we really fit well. So yeah, Ruse Roots Foundation is an adaptive gym. We serve people with all different types of needs and disabilities through adaptive boxing, kickboxing. We do weightlifting. We have reflex training. All the things you could think of, we're able to kind of tailor our space to the individual that comes in, whether that be physical, intellectual, anything like that. We're kind of able to put them in classes that feel like group fitness, but they're one-on-one care through volunteers. So we have just had, we pretty much party every day.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
I was going to say, I bet they have a good time with it. Again, Hannah Garth with me. We're talking Ruse Roots and Rolls for Ruthie, and the Invitational is going to be coming up. And they did this last year, doing it again this year, and your ways to get involved and what it's going to go towards is adaptive sports. So one thing that I've noticed with the folks that have come in here before that have talked about adaptive sports, this also is an opportunity for them to feel, I know this is a bad word to say, but this is not my word. This is what's been used, for them to feel normal.
Yes.
Because they may not be able to do school like everybody else, or they may not be able to do visits to Chick-fil-A like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But you guys, one thing that you try to do is make it what the other grown-ups are doing over there in the corner, they're able to do as well on a scaled level. But that's the thing, is they feel like they're part of a family with that.
Yes, that is what we do. We bring them in, and things that they've been told their entire lives know that they can't do, like boxing or weightlifting, we bring them in and we make it happen. It's a lot of learning together and trial and error and things like that, but we give them a safe space to where they can come in and to try things that they never thought that they could do. Mm. And that's our biggest goal, is to not say no and just to figure it out together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have huge classes. I mean, gosh, we range, our age range is teens all the way through adults. I think our oldest is 84 right now.
That's
so
awesome.
We work with people with autism, Down syndrome. We have people who come in with different types of ataxia, all the way up. We have a huge Parkinson's community who comes in, and they do boxing twice a week. And we just sit there and laugh together, and I listen to their wives tell them how they're not doing it correctly. You know, we just have a good time. The community has been the most important part to me, mm-hmm. is them feeling like they have a home, they can work out, they can add to their quality of life, build skills, keep skills that mm-hmm. they're losing, and then also build a family. So,
speaking of which, their family,
yes.
what's some of the feedback that you've received from family members, whether it be a mom, you mentioned a wife or yeah. a husband or somebody that, you know, is bringing their significant other or their child up mm-hmm. there to be a part of what you guys offer? What's some of the feedback you've received from them?
Oh my goodness. We have gotten the best support from family members and caregivers. We've had several participants who are like men in their 20s and they have anger outbursts and things like that. They come in, they get to hit the bag and learn how to, you know, put that energy into something else. And mom is telling me that they're not hitting her at home anymore. They're not breaking doors. They're not having these huge outbursts. And then a lot of people who are losing a lot of their mobility, we're seeing them regain control. So our participants who are still wanting to keep their independence through driving, we're able to do drills and reflex training and things like that where they're able to maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just see the confidence. The confidence has been
yes.
a lot of what we're hearing families talk about, that they saw their loved one losing all of their confidence, all of their will to really get out there and do anything fun in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ruse Roots has kind of helped them bring them back to life.
Ruse Roots is going to be playing host to, you got Rolls for Ruthie Seminar, looking at the calendar now, and
yes.
then the Invitational taking place on the 22nd, and I mean the 23rd, excuse me, the 23rd, 10 to 3 is when this is. Is that where the new facility is on Geneva?
Yes. Geneva is where our facility is now,
okay.
and then our actual Rolls for Ruthie tournament will be hosted at Cage Shit again this year.
Yeah, see, that's what, it's that way we'll keep those separate as well. We're going to get to a break, and we'll talk about how you can get involved, how some things that are upcoming, some things that you can be involved with. Auburn Opelika this morning, Hannah with me as we're talking Ruse Roots, and we're talking about her daughter Ruthie, which is, this is her namesake, has really gotten the community involved as well as helped out. What was a dream of Hannah's that came to fruition when Dallas finally started listening to the Lord and listening to his wife, and then next thing you know, things are going in the right direction. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment.
Auburn Opelika this morning, news talk, WANI
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Hannah Garst with us as we're talking about Rolls for Ruthie and Invitational. So run us down everything that's going to be taking place in the next couple of weeks, how people can get involved.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So ways you can get involved. We do have a lot of business sponsors who have been amazing. Mm-hmm. They have been investing in us. At Rolls for Ruthie, we have a ton of different things families can get involved. We have raffles, we have inflatables, we have food trucks, we have different Texas Roadhouse is coming, Las yep. Latinas is coming, so really great food. Albie will be there. There's so many ways to get involved at the event and hang out and have a good time with us, even if you don't know what jiu-jitsu is.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be able to support, one of the coolest things about Rolls for Ruthie is we're bringing in adaptive grapplers mm-hmm. from around the United States. There are guys flying in for this to compete because they don't have opportunities to compete in other tournaments because there aren't the necessary steps being made to help them be safe while they compete. And that's one thing that Rolls for Ruthie does so that we can bring in those grapplers so they can showcase their skills that they work so hard every day accomplishing.
It's funny that you keep using the word adaptive because I've told people, I said, this has become the new buzzword for me in sport. And the reason being is because you got the national champion adaptive basketball team, mm-hmm. Wheelchair basketball team that just won. And we've talked about a handball that the national team trains right here in Auburn, Alabama.
Yes.
Then you guys have got people flying in mm-hmm. that are involved in adaptive grappling. And so they're coming in from all parts of the world that are coming in right here to Opelika, mm-hmm. Alabama to hang out at Geneva Street mm-hmm. is where you guys are going to be. And so how cool is that, that you had this thought process? I'm not going to ask you to name your age, but when you were in college and now, you know, with a couple of kids later, you know, and you and your husband being involved as you are, this has become something that is a word that people are aware of now, which I got to be honest with you, Hannah, if I'd have talked to you 10 years ago, I'd have said, when you keep saying the word adaptive, what is that? Walk me through that. But now it's becoming something people know what it is.
Exactly. And we love that. We are a part of, I like to tell people we're just a branch mm-hmm. on the tree that's helping serve this particular community.
Which your logo is a tree. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yes, we love the tree. We like everything to do with trees. But yeah, it's been a beautiful thing and kind of validation behind all of the hard work we're putting in to make Ruse Reek successful. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're able to pull the community in behind us and that we're not the only ones seeing this need. There's a huge need for adaptive sports. There's a mm-hmm. huge need. I mean, the athletes out there who are phenomenal, but they may have just like one different need that needs to be addressed so that they can be safe while they compete. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of them out there,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them don't get the opportunity to do something that they love and are passionate about just because we're scared mm-hmm. as typical athletes to create that environment for them, and that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're doing Rolls for Ruthie is, first of all, we are raising money for Ruse Roots, but secondly, I want to prove to all the other huge productions out there who put on jiu-jitsu tournaments that it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard
yeah.
to do this, and we all need to be working together to make it happen more often.
You said food truck's going to be out there.
Yes.
Inflatables, mm-hmm. so kids that want to get involved in that. Because I told you, I said, if somebody's not involved in grappling or jiu-jitsu or, as you said a while ago, hitting the bag, and so they're like, I don't know what I can do, just come out mm-hmm. and see what you guys have to offer. And,
yes.
Because people ask you all the time, I don't know what I'm doing, so how do I get involved?
Mm-hmm.
Just ask.
Yes.
That's probably one of the biggest things, mm-hmm. is just ask. And they got the website as well, ruseroots.org. That's RUSROOTS.org is one of the easiest ways to find them. You can just Google Ruse Roots, and it's the first thing that pops up. And Rue is RU, and that is going to be the easiest way. And it's all going to be taking place next weekend, which you have said that your guys' life gets turned upside down. It gets super busy.
Yes.
Whenever that happens. And whether it's financially, whether it's additions to the gym, that they may need some blood, sweat, and tears to step in there and help as well. You guys will be more than happy to accept that. Anything else we need to get to before we get out of here?
No, the volunteer thing, yes. We have desperate need of volunteers. So if you have teenagers, college kids, anyone really who need hours or anything like that, or if you just love being in a gym setting, please, please, please reach out. We need you. Mm-hmm. We need help. So thank you.
So be sure to go to the website. You can find they got a community or calendar of events that will tell you everything that's taking place. You can contact them from there. There's a volunteer tab up there as well as it talks about upcoming events. It's rus-roots.org. That's rusroots.org. Hannah, thank you for coming
in. Thank you.
Tell Dallas that we do appreciate him, even though we were bashing him a little bit. We do thank him for all his hard work,
yes,
especially for his marching orders and him following whenever you tell him, hey, this
exactly.
is what we need done. So he'll be the one that's running around doing a lot of stuff and that'll be quietly, I guess, working behind the scenes,
yes.
actually in front, but behind the scenes, because as Hannah said, she's the one with all the ideas and he's the executor that,
exactly.
that goes out and does that. So what a perfect match made in heaven. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news, talk, and information station. Last break of the hour, and then we'll head to next hour. That's coming up next.
Auburn Opelika's news, talk, and information station.
News Talk, WAM.